please be seated. It is good to see all of you here this day. And as was mentioned, it is our delight to have Pastor Hatniel Perez with us from Cuba. We have known Hatniel for several years. I was privileged to be in Cuba with one of our members teaching some seminary students there for around 14 days. And it's a glorious thing to see the kingdom of God advancing all throughout the world, but especially there in Cuba. Well, Hatniel is a pastor there who serves a local church and a seminary and has intimate involvement with many Reformed Baptist churches all throughout that island. So we are thankful that our brother could be with us here this day to preach God's word to us. Indeed, it's been wonderful having him in our home the last several days. So, Hatniel, my brother, mi hermano.
Thank you.
What a joy.
So it's a big privilege and honor for me to stand on this pulpit that many great men of God has been standing here, and one of them is Pastor Rob and your pastor. So it's really good to be here this morning with you. I bring greetings from the churches in Cuba, all the pastors there who are studying and has been knowing Pastor Rob and Ben since they were there in Cuba. So thank you for praying for Cuba. Thank you for praying for my dad and for all the work just there. So if you can open just the Bible in Psalm 112, we're going to be just going through the whole Psalm, and we're going to be making some practical applications for our lives just after being talking about Cuba and the report and everything. I just want to go and deal with Psalm 112, and this is going to be really good, first of all, for me, and then everybody can just learn out of that. This is God's word. And I just want to read before just starting Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Father, we come in front of your presence to give you thanks and to ask for helping through the Holy Spirit in us to convince us from sin and just to help us to proclaim your word and be faithful to your word and obey you. Thank you for the work of Christ at the cross, bringing us together. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Many of us can has been just teaching our kids or having family worship in our house, and you probably know by memory many of the stories that just appear in the Bible. And one of them, it comes from Solomon. That's in 2 Chronicles. You just go there and you see that was a king that he was asking God. And one of the things that he was asking God was for wisdom. That is something that we really need today in our lives at the time that we just walk or live or just do whatever we do in this world. Sometimes we need to have wisdom just to see how we approach our life at work, at our house, and in church, and in many things. And this king, he was just asking God, please, out of everything that probably I need, just give me wisdom. That is going to be like the main reason why we see later on the psalm. It was a way, all of this was written, and the church has been singing all of the psalms in all the services for many years. And we continue using them in many ways. So just going and looking how wisdom is referring all of this is because the main reason for our lives is to have wisdom how we conduct all our matters in our lives. So, and we have that story. Many of our kids are going to be asking later, like, oh, he was saying just about Solomon. So what was going on? And probably you will need just to go and tell about how many of the stories in the Bible Solomon was asking for wisdom, and then he just went and have the wisdom from God to do many of the things that men were asking. And that is the way for us today. There are many things, and we're living in a world that we need to know how to manage our time, our life, in a good way that we will please God and not the world. So Psalm 112 start just saying in verse number 1, praise the Lord. If we just go just there in that first verse, we can just end there and we can just go home. In that first part, there's the summary for all our lives. If we just go and say, what's the main purpose for our life today? It's just to praise God, to live for Him and do everything for Him. So we can just go and say, well, look how good this psalm starts. It will say, praise the Lord. That's the beginning for everything. You will see why this psalm was starting with saying, praise the Lord. And you will see that when you see at the end, what is going to be happening at the end of the psalm. But then we just are going to put that just there and leave it there. Praise the Lord. And we probably, some of us will just go, okay, but why do we need to praise the Lord? Why just to go and say, we will praise the Lord forever? Then we have the continued pieces there in Psalm 112 that says, blessed is the man. And now it's going to tell us two things that this man is going to have. Number one is, who fears the Lord. And the second one, who greatly delight in His commandments. Who is that person who is going to be blessed? Who is that man? Well, here we have two things that we will need to know, because all of us who are becoming, through Christ, who has been justified, added to His family, returned to God the Father, those people are the ones called there, that we are the ones who are blessed. Second, and just in verse number 2, it will start just talking about some things that these people will have. So the blessed man will be those who will fear the Lord and who greatly delight in His command. What is to fear God? Well, for some of us, it's just like, well, kids fear the parents whenever they just say, if you don't obey, I will spank you or I will do whatever bad to you. Then the kids will go like, oh, well, I need to fear my parents because they are going to do bad things to me. This is not the same kind of fear that God is talking. God is talking that we will fear Him in a different way, and you will see why He's just going to say all of that. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. And that's why we start reading verse number 10 from Psalm 111. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you start just to fear the Lord is when you start having wisdom in your life. You will not do things because you respect God. But everything of this just come to the point that I'm going to fear the Lord because He has been doing many things for me. Once I just know, just start reading the Bible since Genesis all the way to Revelation, when we start just looking where we were before, we just go through Ephesians and you can just go all over the Bible from the beginning to the end, and you will see where we were before. We were out of God. We were in that generation who were really apart from all the inheritance of God. We were really apart. And then when we start looking that we were Gentiles, that we were not part of that people, and then through Christ we were brought in. So then you start realizing why I need to bless the Lord. When we just start looking like, why we are here today? Who has bringing us here? Why are we united to Christ? Well, it was just because of Him. We couldn't do anything good to have that relationship back with Him. And that's why He's saying in verse 10, there, Psalm 111, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. We need to have a good understanding of the fear of God. And that's why the people who are blessed, they have a good understanding on the fear of God. His praise endures forever. That's the fear of God. We will understand and get wisdom. And we will just know how to manage our life, how to go and do everything that God wants us to do. But now, what is what God wants me to do? And that's the second piece there. Who fears the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. We have all his commandments. We have that in Exodus 20, and we just have all of them there. There are 10 commandments. But sometimes for us as people living in this fallen world, we want to start just taking different stops in our lives. And we just want to start trying to accommodate everything to try to please people instead of pleasing God. And that's something that for us is a big struggle today in our lives. And we just sometimes just go and try to see, like, how may I please God? And sometimes we just go and start looking, I better please my boss at work. I better please the people in charge in the country. I better go and try to obey everything that people just want me to do. But then if I just start doing everything of that, am I obeying God? And the big question for us today is, who are you trying to obey? Who are you trying to fear? Who are you trying to please? Are you trying to please God? Or are you trying to please all the other things out of God? And now here is where we have all the benefits or the result for fearing God and delighting in his commandments. Now is where we're going to start looking. And from verse 2 down, we're going to start looking at the result of this. Whenever we just start obeying God, fearing God, and delighting in his commandments, then we're going to start looking at everything that it was written here. We're going to start looking at all of these results in our lives, in our houses, and in our families. And the first one says, his offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Something like this is just quoted in Genesis 22:18, where it was saying, like, through Christ, and that's a big prophecy just there, through Christ, all the generation was going to be blessed. But it was in Christ, not in us. So how all of his offspring will be mighty in the land, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. How is that? Well, because he fears the Lord, and he delights on his commandments. How many times for us, and I always use the same illustration, and this is about Cuba, just for you to know a little more about Cuba. In Cuba, the wife will tell the husbands, I need rice and beans. The husband will go outside, and there's just one kind of rice and beans. And the rice and beans, when they get home, they have stones inside. And then the wife will just go and look, this is what you brought? Are you trying to please me or not? And then he goes and says, well, that's everything that I can find. Sometimes, for us to live in this world, we need just to go and say, I will obey God better than obeying all the other things. And we need to try to feed our families in a way in Cuba that sometimes we don't please our wives. We don't bring the right rice that they will want. Probably they want just the really clean one without stones and everything. And they just go like, I don't like that. Well, that's what I can find. And sometimes in the world that we're living, people just want us to please them and forget about God. We just need to go and say, well, who am I going to please? I'm going to please God? Or do you want me to please something else? Verse number 3, this is another thing that will come. Wealth and riches are in the house, and his righteousness endures forever. Now we will see something else here if we fear the Lord and walk on His commandments. For many of us, it's like, oh, I never thought about this. Wealth and riches. So then I'm going to become rich and I'm going to have everything just there in my house. Well, he's not talking about that here. In Ephesians, he's saying we were blessed with all blessings in heaven. Here he's talking about the fruits of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to be working in us, and we will have in our houses everything that will come with the fruit of the Spirit. What is that? Joy? Love? Do you want something more than just having that in our houses? Families, sometimes they can struggle for many things, but unity and love will make that everything just will pass. How many times we have been just going through really bad periods or sickness or something, and we just get used of this fruit of the Spirit coming through from the Holy Spirit, and we just go and say, well, we can go through a difficult part now in our lives, but we need to have peace. Then the house of a blessed man who fears the Lord and who greatly delight in His commandments, he will have wealth and riches in his house. Many of us, it's really difficult when we just go through a bad period, when we don't have probably for paying the rent or for something like that, we think that like everything is over. That's just part of living in a fallen world. Today we can have work, tomorrow we can lose it. Are you going just to get out of God just because you don't have for paying the rent this month? Are you just going to put everything of that to please all the other things of the world just because we cannot do the other thing? No, we need to be using everything that God has been giving us through the Holy Spirit. So we need to have in our houses, and this is going to be one result of fearing God and delighting in His commandments. We're going to be having the fruit of the Spirit that comes from God. Another one is in verse number 4. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. Here is another piece. All of this is just coming there. We can face whatever. We can be just walking in whatever thing. But we need to delight in God's commandment. We need to obey God no matter what can come. No matter what, how bad can be everything just there. Everything can be just going really, really bad. But we need just to go and say, like it start there, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delight in His commandments. How many times do we forget about this part, these pieces just written down there in Psalm 112? And again, the persons who were writing all of this, they know what it was to be persecuted. They know what it was to be just in a bad position. They knew what it was just going into a war. And if we just go a little more back, and we talk just about Daniel, and we just talk about his friends and everything of that, they prefer obeying God, not going and doing what the world and the other king were asking them to do. And that's why they can say, we praise the Lord. Verse number 5. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affair with justice. How many times we are in the position that we don't like to be just. And we just try to go like, well, who I'm going to please? Or I will try to get the favor of the world among, probably if I just go and do everything that the world wants me to do, I just get favors out of them. And in that way, I can live better. I can receive many things. I can make money. I can make a lot of things. But one of the things here that we see as the result of the two things that it just says there at the beginning is, it is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. It's really complicated to be just. It's really complicated just to go and say, I will just go and do whatever God will ask me to do, no matter the consequences. That's really hard. That's hard in Cuba, hard in the U.S., hard everywhere. Verse number 6, for the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. How difficult is not to be moved? How many times we have been in that position and we have been just moving around and just going with the flow of the water, and we don't know many times what to do? How many times we have been just found in ourselves and our lives and our family saying, like, what are we going to do in the middle of this situation? Now I'm asked to do this. They're asking me to go on this other thing. What I need to do? Here is the answer. Fear the Lord, delights in his commandments. It seems like really easy. Probably it's not. But one thing that we need to know is that all of these steps that is coming just after here are things that we are going to see in our lives, in our houses, if we just fear the Lord and walk on his commandments. Verse number 7. He's not afraid of bad news. Who is not afraid of bad news? If you just see a phone call 3 o'clock in the morning, you will not say, oh, probably it's for a party that they are calling me. If you receive a phone call 3 o'clock in the morning, it's like, well, probably somebody's dying. It's not really common for us to receive bad news. And whenever you receive a bad news, you will don't know what to do. Fear the Lord, walk on his commandments. This person, this blessed person who is in Christ and who has been united through Christ, he's not going to be moved. He's going to just stand there, go, walk, obey God, no matter the results. That's really complicated. But that has been the story in the whole Bible, in the Old Testament. And then, worse enough, it was on the New Testament. Some of the verses that I was just putting down for using them as an example, supporting all of these points. One of them is when Paul was just there and he was told, like, if you just go, this is what is going to happen to you. Got the belt and everything, rubbed them in the hands and did everything. What they were waiting for Paul to do is, oh, that is what is going to happen. Then, okay, thank you for letting me know. Now I'm going back. What was the result there? I think Paul knew these verses by memory. Fear God, delight on his commandments. And he just said, that's great, but I will just go. And everybody was just like, that is really terrible. But a blessed man who fears the Lord and who walks in his command is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting, in the Lord. That is really complicated to see. How many times for us, we're just there, standing, going through bad things, and we just get crazy. There's a bad news coming on. Everything is going to be bad. What is going to happen with our heart? Is our heart going to be firm? But the man who feared the Lord and who walks in his commandment, he's not going to be afraid of bad news. His heart is firm. The more important part is this one here, trusting in the Lord. How difficult for us is to trust in the Lord. How difficult for us is to know that God is in control of the whole world. And one of the verses that for me is like one of my favorite from the Bible is that God is not going to put in you a bigger thing than what you can support. He's not going to give none of us something that we cannot support. But the result of all of that is, are you going to fear God and to walk on His command? Are you going to be firm? Are you going to obey God? Verse number 8, his heart is steady. He will not be afraid. Who is not afraid of things? I will be the first one afraid of everything. Many times we see a small animal like this and we go like, oh, I'm afraid of that. Here he's saying, the man who fears the Lord and walk on his commandments, he's not afraid. Why he's not afraid? Because of the Lord. Until he looks into triumph on his adversaries. Something really good for the people who were living in the Old Testament is every time they went into wars and everything like that, and they saw how the mighty hand of God was protecting them in everything. Every time they were just going through really difficult times, but the hand of God was there to protect them. Verse 9, he has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. This verse is quoted in 2 Corinthians 9:9, when it is talking, many times we have been in churches that they just go and read this verse at the time of offerings and all of that. Because I travel a lot in Cuba and I visit many churches that just there, they just go and read that verse. And talk about this, just give and do this and God is going to prosper everything. How difficult for a righteous man, for a man who is blessed by God, how difficult sometimes for us is really complicated to do these kind of things. Now we are coming to verse number 10. It took 9 verses to describe everything from the good side. Now it's going to take just 1 verse to let us know what is going to happen if we fear God and walk in God's commandments. Look what is going to happen in verse number 10. And here is just in 1 verse, he's going to describe everything. If you want to know what is going to happen to you if you fear God and walk on His commandments, here is the result. The wicked man sees it and is angry. What are you going to receive if you fear God and walk on His commandments? The wicked man is going to be angry. You're not going to receive claps. Oh yes, you did it right. Really good. Excellent. Just come. How many promotions have you been receiving in your work for obeying God and doing everything that God wants? How many of you just go into your job and say, okay, we're looking for a Christian person who obey God and walk and delight on His commandments? I have never heard anything like that. But why? Well, because we cannot think that the world is going to be really happy if we just fear God and walk on His commandments. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. What are we going to wait for if we are just preaching God's word? If we are just asking people to do everything that God commands on the Bible, what are we going to receive? So many times when people just go and ask me, like, what do you think about this and that? Like, today I just say, my answer is, if you fear the Lord, walk on His commandments, what you're going to receive is verse number 10. And you can put this everywhere in your house. Fear the Lord, delight on His commandments, and this is what you're going to receive. And that's something really important for us to understand. Took 9 verses to explain everything of that, because this is the more difficult part. Just one verse to let us know the result. Why? Because we don't understand what is going to be the result of fearing the Lord and walking and delight on His commandments. The result is going to be that You cannot wait for the world to praise you. You can never think that if you fear the Lord and walk on His commandments, you're going to receive a bigger position in your work. You will never wait for anything of that. And that's why everything described here, at the end of everything, we can just return to the first phrase there in verse number 1. Praise the Lord. If we can just go and fear the Lord and walk on His commandment, it's because God is producing that in us. He's the one who is making us to do that. It's not because of us. There's no way for me to obey God. There's no way for me or you just to go and say, from today on, I'm going to do everything God wants me to do. No, that is really complicated. Just only that can be done through the Holy Spirit. And why is that? Because we like to please people. We like just to try to receive claps and everything. We don't just want to go there and receive, like, oh yes, I will put you in jail, you're going to go here, I'm putting you out of work. All our decisions in this life is, do you want to receive everything from God, or do you want to please the world? And that's the place where we just need to start all over again from verse number 1. Are you wanting to praise the Lord? Is your desire given by the Holy Spirit to praise the Lord? Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. And that's why we need to praise the Lord. That can only be done through the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And that's the result of being united to God through Christ. There's no other way. If you're hoping that you can get really good pleasing the world, the answer is no, that's impossible. If you just think that you will receive claps and honor and praises if you just go and obey the world, the answer is going to be no. The only way that you will have that you will have an offspring mighty in the land, the only way of having wealth and riches, the fruit of the Spirit in your house, the only way that you will have everything of that, it will be if you fear the Lord and delight on His commandments. And that's everything that we can say to you this morning. And if you can return home thinking in something, always remember, fear the Lord, delight on His commandment. And remember, the world, the wicked, they're not going to praise you or they're not going to put you in a high place. They are just going to be angry, turn around, and leave you alone. But that's our hope, is just to praise the Lord, to live for Him, and to give Him all the glory in our lives. Apart from God, there's nothing. United with God, you will have everything. And that's our hope in our lives. Live for God and delight on His command and fear Him. Father, we come in front of Your presence this morning. We just recognize that without You, we will not have anything in this life. And our purpose for having something in this life is just to be prepared to walk with You forever in eternity. We just want to be with You forever. Thank You for sending Christ to die at the cross. Thanks for sending the Holy Spirit to be with us, to work in us, and to bring us more to the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to be like You. Thanks for Your word. Thanks for the life of all these great men in the Bible who were putting their lives to serve You and to walk with You forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.